Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how's it going?
Great, Hugh. Great to be back. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, getting back into the swing of things, huh? So this question is, how much should I risk on every trade? I guess the classic question that everybody asks when they're getting started.
Yeah, right. Well, like most things in life, it depends. So look, here's the thing, guys. There's a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one is you will stop trading because of the drawdowns you experience. Okay. And believe it or not, that's completely under your control. So by adjusting the amount that you risk on every trade, assuming, of course, that you're using the model where you risk a certain set percentage on every trade, you can, and I'll put in the show notes, I'll link up the calculator so you can go through and calculate this out on your own. But if you know what your average winner is, what your average loser is, and what your win rate is, you can determine the likelihood that you will reach a drawdown of X percent. So let's say that you don't want to have a 25% drawdown. Then knowing your win rate, your average winner, and your average loser, you can work this out. So that's one thing to keep in mind, is that most people will stop trading because they risk too much and they hit a drawdown that they just can't stomach. So they say things like, oh, the market's changed, or oh, my system doesn't work anymore, or, oh, I'm freaking out, and then they'll go and find something else. So that's the number one thing. Now, number two is, you know, what is your goal? Now, I know what is your goal is kind of what I was talking about before when we're talking about drawdown, which is what your goal should be and what your goal is may not be the right, you know, they may not be aligned. Because what your goal should be is to avoid a drawdown that's going to make you freak out. Because that's why most traders stop trading their particular systems, is because they freaked out. So you can backwards engineer that and figure out the amount at risk per trade to avoid that. Now, the other thing is, what if you're the kind of guy that says, look, let's say you got 80 grand that you're trading, and let's say you set aside 2 grand and you just really want to inflate that up, okay? You really want to take that and just push it to the limit. Well, then you can use something like the Optimal F from Ralph Vince. I will link up his books in the show notes, or what's called the Safe F, which is kind of a take off of Ralph Vince's thing where it's less aggressive, but what you're doing is you're risking a set amount without trying to and avoiding a certain drawdown. So it's a different take. But Optimal F is basically this. It's the amount that you should risk on every trade to maximize the returns on that account. Now, the problem with Optimal F, and the reason why people talk bad about it, is because it can also blow up your account. Okay, so and that's understandable. Why would we talk bad about something that's going to maximize the returns on your account? Well, because you might end up with a 99% drawdown or something like that. So that's why the Safe F, so it's all kind of luck of the draw, whether or not in your particular case, when you're running the Optimal F, if you get so many losers that you, it's essentially, it's almost impossible to get out of that. Now, you could still have an 80% drawdown. So let's say you take that $2,000, okay, and you work it up to 200 grand because you're trading Optimal F or some derivative of that. Well, you're at 200 grand, and then let's say you have an 80% drawdown. Well, that means you went from 2,000 to 200 grand. You had an 80% drawdown. So now what are you down to? You're down to 40 grand. So you've still gone from 2 grand to 40 grand, but you've lost 160. So those are the sorts of moves and those wild swings that are probably going to happen if you risk a lot per trade. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but for most traders, they're going to freak out. Now, it's a different thing if you take a really small percentage of your account and you apply some sort of aggressive risk management system such as Optimal F. That's a different story, and then you're more conservative with the rest. So, you know, a lot of people do that, and that can be a successful way to do it. But I just want to keep in mind here that when you ask how much should I risk on every trade, it's really dependent on your system, what your win rate is, your average winner, your average loser, what kind of drawdown you're trying to avoid so that you don't freak out and quit trading, and also what your goals are. Is it to have a nice, smooth equity curve without a lot of really crazy drawdowns? Or is it to like just completely inflate the account as fast as possible, in which case you're probably going to be using some sort of thing like Optimal F? So that's basically my answer for that. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that, Hugh.
Yeah, no, I totally agree on that. But I kind of have a follow-up question for that. let's say that somebody's just totally brand new. And first of all, you know, the natural inclination is going to be to jump into a live account and start trading, right? But as we both know, we should test a system and figure out if it has any kind of potential or not. When somebody's just starting out like that, what should they start risking, do you think, when they're testing a system?
Right. Well, yeah, great question. So basically what I recommend and what I like to do is to run it through, you know, you run it through lots of hoops, and we've talked about this before. So I would say, number one, Forex tester, triple your money. Number two, demo account, triple your money. Number three, small money account, triple your money. Number four, move up to a bigger account. It doesn't even have to be a full-size account. But so really, you don't want to jump in with live money. I was just talking to a trader today who said, I said, hey, do you have Forex Tester? And the trader said, no, I don't. I'm just getting new. I'm new into this stuff. I'm just kind of figuring it out. And I said, hey, that's a really good time to buy Forex Tester.
<That's>
you know,
the best
like,
time, yeah.
You know, I was like... Yeah, it's like the best time. Like you can't believe your timing here, you know? Because, you know, his excuse was like, well, I'm just getting started. I don't really want to get Forex. I'm like, well, if you're just getting started, Forex Tester is like pretty much the best investment you can make, you know? Yeah. Or something like that. It doesn't have to be Forex Tester, but you know what I mean, a simulator. Mm. Yeah, so to answer your question, what I would say is baby steps. The way you build confidence is by getting experience. And if you don't have experience trading because you're a newbie, you can get experience in Forex Tester. You can get experience in demo trading. That's what I would say. And I know I keep hammering it on this, but what you're trying to do, like neurologically, is you're trying to make it so – you're trying to pull the excitement out of it. You're trying to deaden your senses so that when you're taking trades, you're not getting excited and elated when, you know, things go well. It's always great when you have a win streak, and it always sucks when you have a losing streak. But the thing is, by having experience, you can take the long view and you can go, I don't care that my last – you know, 3 out of 4 trades were losers. I'm going to look at my trades in terms of 30 trade chunks. So, and that you only get there when you have experience taking a lot of trades. So my whole thing is, if you're a newbie, you need to take a lot of trades. And the best way to do that is to take trades that aren't going to lose you money, which means Forex Tester and demo account. And then go ahead and move it to a smaller account that where you're actually losing pennies and things like that. That's fine. It's just, you want to get to that point where you're not, you don't want to change what you do based on what happened during the last trade. That's the real kicker. Thing that ruins us traders is when we change everything because of what happened during the last trade. That's it. You got to take the long point. You know, it's sort of like, I'm going to look at my trades. I'm going to analyze them. I'm going to see what's going on. I'm going to nitpick everything. But I got to do that in 30 or 50 trade chunks. Not in just one trade chunks. So that's what I would say about that. And I hope that makes sense to the listeners.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks for that. That's great advice. And Forex Tester, the best time to buy it is right when you start.
Yeah, we both agree on that.
Yeah, thanks.